With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new AP North poll shows that while President Trump maintains deep support among Republicans, he risks frustrating his supporters if the U.S. gets involved in a prolonged war with Iran, although the survey says about 6 in 10 Republicans back airstrikes against Iranian military targets, only 20% back the idea of deploying American troops. Iran and the U.S. do appear to be at an impasse for now, with each side hardening its position over talks and setting the stage for another potential escalation. At the start of a cabinet meeting, the president said he wanted to set the record straight that he's not the one pushing for a deal.
They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal. But they say, oh, we're not talking to them. Anybody would know that. And only a total fool. And they're not fools. They're very smart, actually, in a certain way. And they're great negotiators. I say they're lousy fighters, but they're great negotiators.
Thousands more U.S. troops are nearing the region. Pressure is mounting on Congress to end the funding shutdown involving TSA. TSA union head Everett Kelly.
More than 400 TSA officers have quit. 1,000 more are calling out because they cannot get gas for their automobile, cannot get to work because they cannot afford daycare, because they cannot keep the lights on at home, while they keep the lights on at our airports.
Nearly 500 TSA workers have quit the job. Gas prices continue to creep higher.
According to AAA, the national average for gasoline is just under $4 at $3.98 a gallon. Drivers in the western U.S., though, are paying even more. The average gallon for regular gas is $5.30 in Washington and $5.83 in California.
That's Greg Clarkson, and this is SRN News. Portland, Oregon has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
I think what you're seeing here is the deliberate destabilization of marriage itself. This is part of a bigger strategy of those on the left who want to subvert a biblical view of marriage as central to our own civilizational project.
A growing number of cities and towns are starting to recognize polyamory. Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states in November. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution back in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to actually take effect. This is SRN News. A big loss for a major social media company this week. A national correspondent, Donna Warden, reports on the new push by parents to make online platforms more responsible for children's safety.
Just this week, two court cases, one in New Mexico, the other in Los Angeles, placed greater responsibility on online platforms for protecting children. And Brian Montgomery of Mississippi is pleased with the court's decisions. His 16-year-old son killed himself in 2022 after someone pretending to be a teen girl seduced him into cybersex on Instagram.
We've said that from the beginning that we need people that are willing to fight for our kids.
There's a growing shift in the public's perception of social media companies and their responsibilities in keeping young people safe on their platforms. And parents like Montgomery have been advocating for a bill called the Kids Online Safety Act. I'm Donna Water.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.